ABC Radio Australia.
The fanfare surrounding the recent appointment of Australia's Alana Thomas as assistant coach to Fiji's national women's team for the Rugby World Cup next year has provoked a wave of protest. Social media rugby forums have been buzzing with comments from people wanting to know why a local coach, and preferably a woman, didn't get the job. As Richard Hewitt reports, one of the country's most highly regarded female coaches has told Pacific Beat she was put through a sham interview, while a former development officer with the Fiji Rugby Union claims that politics is at play.
The hard work has started for Fijiana, with the players in contention for the World Cup in New Zealand next year in camp and looking to impress new coach Seni Sotavakula. He'll be joined as his assistant by the coach of the Melbourne Rebels Super W team and former Australian national coach Alana Thomas in a deal funded by World Rugby. The move, though, has been heavily criticised in Fiji by supporters of local coach Halefureti Dovivirata, who led Fijiana through World Cup qualifying, and World Rugby Level 3 female coach Eleanor Kunatumba, whose Natasiri team narrowly lost the Skipper Cup final to Suva just 2 weeks ago. Osea Umalovo was senior development officer at the FRU for 8 years, and he says a big part of the problem is money.
I strongly believe in our local setup because I think it is much easier to transfer ideas and transfer knowledge in our own language. I know that World Rugby and Australian Rugby Union, in partnership with Fiji Rugby Union, that will bring in some kind of funding. But that funding will be fully utilized if we have local injection into the setup. Because from my understanding, when World Rugby and Australian Rugby bulldozes appointments like this to Fiji Rugby Union, Fiji Rugby Union has no option because I think it comes with the funding too.
Whether the FRU was bulldozed into the deal or not, and why a local coach wasn't appointed, are questions the head of high performance, Simon Raiwalui, has told Pacific Beat will be addressed in a forthcoming media release. In the meantime, there are plenty of forthright opinions being expressed in the Fiji Rugby Players social media forum.
How will the Fijiana team gain from a person who has not proved herself in any rugby capacity in her own country, Australia?
She is reaping the rewards of local coaches that have worked hard on qualifying Fijiana for the World Cup for the first time since 1991.
This is a slap in the face for Fijian coaches who have sweated and toiled year in, year out to get their teams to finals.
The sidelined Halefureti Dovivirata has also chimed in, saying there's no justification in her selection here. Totally defeats the whole purpose of what they're doing in regards to upskilling of our local coaches. And fuel has been poured on the critics' fire by some of Alana Thomas's results as Melbourne Rebels coach in the recent Super W season in Australia, including a 101-point loss to Queensland. But the Rebels co-captain, PNG international Mel Kawa, says that's unfair.
It's really easy to cherry-pick poor results and bad games and stuff like that. And the sad reality is that the Super W season is essentially a four-round season. You really don't have much time to try and get any kind of traction within a season because before you know it, it's over. So I would argue that if you're just taking even that small track record of a three-year improvement, some of those statistics are absolutely incredible. She does things that aren't really ever measured either. She's instilling a sense of pride and confidence in players. I've learnt so much. She's very influential, and so I think it's pretty hard to try and pin a whole bunch of stuff on her.
Eleanor Kunatumba, who has also coached Fijiana in the past, was seen as a strong candidate for the assistant's role, particularly as she had already applied for the senior role. But she says the interview process for that job was a sham because the name of former Fijian Andrua coach Seni Sotavakula was already on the coach's door.
When I came out, I was told before his interview time, Sotavakula will be the head coach. And that's when I said, so you guys should have informed me that this was just a formality. I wouldn't have come for the interview.
Do you feel, therefore, that there is some sort of barrier there now, that you were invited for interview, but basically they had no intention of ever offering you the job?
I think so. Being a female, I believe, and I was surprised that I was shortlisted. And then I realized what I was sick that they were doing, just to say that, oh yeah, she applied, because it would have raised a few eyebrows if I wasn't being interviewed, because everybody in Fiji knows my record in terms of coaching.
A number of the coaching fraternity in Fiji was so incensed by the appointment process that they went to Rugby House in Suva to demand answers. And Osea Umuomolovo says good as Salavakula undoubtedly is, the incumbent should have been allowed to continue in his role.
I think Aliberate Ndovi Barata was doing a great job. I'm not saying that Senerusi is not capable, because I know these two boys, they were my students at secondary school level. I taught them in the coaching accreditation. So I don't see any reason why he was ignored in this position.
Osea Umuomolovo claims part of the problem is political. Alfereti Dovivirata is not a Fiji First supporter, and neither is he. So after time away coaching China's national women's sevens team, and despite his world rugby accreditation, he says he found his way back into the FRU was barred.
As soon as I came in from China, World Rugby just told me, you need to get back into Fiji Rugby Union, you need to do an expression of interest. But unfortunately, I'm no longer involved with Fiji Rugby. I'm just doing grassroots development. That's basically what is really happening in the country at the moment. And it's very sad when we see our local talents going through our coaching accreditation pathways, when they are ignored. And the big question, why is World Rugby pushing world accreditation courses to local coaches? Why? If you are rewarding the efforts, they can be utilized to get our local teams up and running. But this is not the case. Rugby has gone more than 100 years of Fiji, and we are still relying on experts. It's a sad story, my friend.
The FRU's chief executive, John O'Connor, has told Pacific Beat's Umuomolovo is a long-time critic of the union, and he has challenged him to produce evidence to support his allegations. And in particular, his suggestion that the spectre of the disgraced former chairman, the Prime Minister's brother-in-law, Francis Keane, is still hanging over the game in Fiji.
He's still got the FRU mobile number with him, so I think he's still much involved.
Are you hearing or seeing examples of how he is involved?
He always pokes his nose into the referee appointments and all the decisions. He can be able just to give a call and try and overrule some of the decisions made by referee appointments and stuff like that. I know that if the referees are not performing to what he desires, they'll get an early retirement. It's always a joke here. You can be 55 very early.
Pacific Beat put those claims to John O'Connor, who told us, our previous chair was never issued with a Fiji Rugby mobile, nor has our current chair. Since Francis Keane left, he has had nothing to do with Fiji Rugby, nor has he been in contact with Fiji Rugby. Eleanor Kunatumba has declined to discuss her political views, but she says the FRU have certainly made it hard for her to add to her coaching skills.
Once we get accredited, the question is, where to next? We can do so much in Fiji, but for me personally, I need to be upskilled. And in terms of upskilling, I need to go overseas so that I can get a hands-on on what basically happens around the team. And for me, one of the biggest highlights of my career when I became Asian officer for the New Zealand Women's Sevens team when they came to play for the Oceania. And I got a little bit of insight into what their program was all about and how they prepare the team.
And against that background, Kunatumba is gracious enough to concede that Australia's Alana Thomas is more highly qualified.
Yes, I've been coaching level 3 accredited coach here in Fiji and also the head coach for the Tuvalu men's team. But Tuvalu is a minor union. And in Fiji, we have this Skill Cup Women's Provincial Competition that we just ended 16 weeks of competition. And for us to reach the finals, that was a bonus. To compare it with her, that's where she's more qualified in terms of coaching experience. That's where she's being ranked higher than me, I believe.
Thomas's co-captain at the Rebels, Mel Kawa, says she understands the concerns over opportunities for local coaches, but believes the Australian will do a good job for Fijiana.
You're looking at a very select few women around the world who are at that level to try and put into teams. So I know from experience in Papua New Guinea, that pool tends to be really small. And you can sometimes get women doing two or three things, like being a captain and then a coach and then a mother on the side as well. So you've got women sort of stretched out. But Alana, she's a dedicated head coach. That's her full-time gig. And that's why I think she'd be a great fit for Fiji.
Right now, there is a worldwide drive on by World Rugby to increase the number of female coaches, particularly in the women's game. But in light of recent events, the question being asked in Fiji is whether that is simply a numbers game, and it doesn't actually matter if local coaches are denied the opportunity to climb the ranks.